We're learning the Shabbat of Yechavadad. We're in Chelek Bet, Siman Tetvav. He has the following question. He has a boy who was about to be Bar Mitzvah. About to be Bar Mitzvah. For the first time, he's putting on tefillin. Now, we had a previous tshuva that said he could put on his tefillin a year before even. 2 years before. This boy is not. This boy is putting on his tefillin a couple of days before his Bar Mitzvah. He wants to get an Aliyah LaTorah. He's not yet 13. Can he get his own Aliyah? Can he go up and read the Torah on his own, and presumably it's a Tuesday or a Thursday, a Monday or a Thursday, he's getting another right, putting on tefillin, it's not a Shabbat. So what is the deal? Can a child, particularly before Bar Mitzvah, get an Aliyah, or at least get his own Aliyah, not forget reading for everybody else. He'll get his own Aliyah, can he get an Aliyah? So the Gemara in Megillah says, Hakol olin leminyan shiva, ve'afilu isha ve'afilu katan. Everybody counts for minyan shiva. What do you mean minyan shiva? Minyan is 10. No, Minyan Shiva means the 7 Olim on Shabbat. Hakol Olim leminyan Shiva, everybody, even a woman or a child. The Gemara then says, but a woman should not be Pnei Kvod HaTzibur. Doesn't say anything about a child. Seemingly a child counts for Minyan Shiva. Minyan Shiva, again, 7 Aliyot on Shabbat. So what about on Tuesday, Monday and Thursday? Monday and Thursday is 3 Aliyot. Chol HaMoed is 4. Yom Tov is 5. Yom Kippurim is 6. Shabbat is 7. Why does it, the Mishnah, the Braita is clear, it says Shiva. So the Rokeach says, yes, it's Olel Minyan Shiva, but not Shlosha. Minyan Shlosha, he says, look, the minimum number of people you need to read is 3. That's the Ikar. The Ikar is 3, and the Monday, Thursday, you only have the Ikar. So, okay, a child cannot go up. Shabbat, you have 7, you have more, you're Marchiv. So the child can go up for the Nosafim, not what we call Mosifim, but for the extra 4. The extra 4 is a bonus for Shabbat. A child can count for the bonus. The Rambam says no. The Rambam says no. The Rambam says Shabbat, you read 7, Yom Kippur is 6, Yom Tov 5, Rosh Chodesh 4, Sheni Chamishi 3, and then Katanya Deli Kodir Adela Mimvachim Olem Minyan Nikroim. At the end, he says the child can go up, including everything. Everything together, the Rambam seems to indicate it doesn't make a difference whether he's going up for 3 or he's going up for 7. He's allowed to meet another bright that says he can go up.
So according to the first opinion, why not have one Katan on Rosh Chodesh?
So maybe on Rosh Chodesh it could be okay also. Maybe Rosh Chodesh also. The question was for 3.
And there's a limit to the number of Katanim that can come on Shabbat.
So maybe. We'll see that in a moment. We don't follow the Rokeach. The Rokeach, it seems to be on his own. There's a whole big machloket. Others disagree. They agree. Back and forth. But there are many Rishonim who hold like the Rambam. There are many Rishonim who hold like the Rokeach. It's the big machloket Rishonim. So hold on one second. Right. So everyone agrees a child can go up on Shabbat. That's not a problem to read on his own. So Yodeh, yeah, it has to be Yodeh Lamim Mevarchim. He has to also be able to follow. He has to be able to follow the reading. Everyone should be able to follow the reading. The Beit Yosef quotes his Rokeach and says, we don't follow it. So he quotes the Tashbeis. The Tashbeis says, wait a minute, I don't understand. Where the Rokeach get this idea that the Ikar is 3, and on Shabbat, the extra 4 are a bonus, so a Katan can go up for the bonus. No! On a weekday, you have to go up 3. On Shabbat, you have to go up 7. That's the din. The din is, a weekday is 3, Yom Tov is 5, Shabbat is 7. So if a child can go up for 3, for 7 on Shabbat, that's part of the Ikar. So to 1-3, what's the difference? Once he qualifies, and it doesn't make a difference at all. Now the Knesset HaGdolah tries to reread the Rambam. He says, no, that's not what the Rambam meant. Read the Rambam carefully. He says, the Rambam says, B'Shabbat, Shiva, Yom Kippurim, Shisha, Yom Tov, Chamisha, Rosh Chodesh, Arba, Sheni, Chamishi, Chanukah, Purim, Shlosha. Isha lo tikra, v'katan? So I said, what do you mean? At the end of the sentence, katan means on all the things I just spoke about. On Shemi, on Rosh Chodesh, on Yom Tov, Yom Kippur. He says, no. The Rambam said Shabbat, Yom Kippur, Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh. Oh, and now a new paragraph. And during the week, 3, and the Katan can't go up. But only for the 3. It's very dachuk. It doesn't sound like that's what the Rambam's talking about. The Rambam's telling you rules, and at the end he's telling you, oh yeah, but don't count the child. Sounds like don't count the child for any of it. And very, very clearly, just to be very, very, very clear, black and white, what the Rambam's intention was, we have a tshuva of the Rambam. Not enough sense that you're allowed to tshuva to the Rambam. But we have a tshuva of the Rambam, where he says explicitly, a katan can go up for 3 beit asorach, you need to call him up, there's a reason to call him up, he can go up during the weekday. So there's no question what the Rambam meant. Even if it is somewhat ambiguous in the Yad HaChazakah, in his Sefer Halacha, in the tshuva, he's absolutely clear, he thinks, it's perfectly permissible. Also on, yeah, the whole thing is very, very dachuk. And the Rambam himself says not like that. There's the Tshuva Panimi he wrote, he says, no, a child can go up 3, a child can go up 7. The only reason that they said it was, it shouldn't be all children. Don't call up 7 children on Shabbat. That's not right. Call up 1, maybe 2. But calling up all children, that's not appropriate. So during the week, you can only call up, you can call up 2, you already have the robe, it's going to be children, that's not appropriate. So during the week, they only 1. The bright that they didn't mention during the week, because they're only talking about 1. 1 is not a problem. Don't call them up all children. That's not a problem. The Gur Ari Yehuda, the Gur Ari Yehuda says, I'll prove to you. When it says, Katan Ole Leminyan Shiva, that also means during the week. Why? Because we have a similar structure, Katan Ole Leminyan Shiva. You know there's a machloket, Maftir Ole Leminyan Shiva, or Ein Maftir Ole Leminyan Shiva. There's the Maftir. What we do is, so you have 7 Aliyot, and then we have Maftir. Do you need to do that? Do you need to do that? Or no? 7 Aliyot, and let the Shvei read the Haftarah. It's a machloket aposkim. It's a machloket in the Mishnah and the Gemara. Maftir Ole Leminyan Shiva, or Ein Maftir Ole Leminyan Shiva. Right? And in the end we say, he is Ole Leminyan Shiva. But, right, we assume he is. What we our practice to call up the Maftir separately is not necessary. It's not necessary, and I'll prove it to you. On Yom Kippur at Mincha, what do we do? Yom Kippur at Mincha, what do we do? We have a Maftir, right? There are only 3 Aliyot, and the third one gets the Maftir. Ashkenazim, on a fast day also at Mincha, they also do the same thing. 3, and the third one gets the Maftir. On Tisha B'Av, we do the same thing, right? 3, and the third gets... So just the Gemara that talks about Maftir Olel Leminyan Shiva, or ain't Maftir Olel Leminyan Shiva. It doesn't talk about Leminyan Shlosha. So the Gur Ari Yehuda says, no, because it's the same din. It's the same din. Ole Leminyan Shiva, Ole Leminyan Shilosha. It's all the same din. The same way there's machloket by the Maftir, and the language means, Ole Leminyan Shiva also means Ole Leminyan Shilosha. So to a Katan, he's Ole Leminyan Shiva. So to he's Ole Leminyan Shilosha. There is a Chida who points out, he quotes the same Harizal, Katan should only get Shvi'i. Okay? Katan should only get Shvi'i. But there is a machloket aposkim whether we follow that or not. Rav Chaim Falaji says we don't follow that Alpi Kabbalah. And then Rav Shmuel Vital is a son of Rav Chaim Vital. So he says no. He says, and the Petach Hadvir quotes it, that's wrong Alpi Kabbalah. That's not correct. And in his day and age, the big Mekubalim would call up children for other aliyot, not just Shiva. So what's right Alpi Kabbalah, what's wrong Alpi Kabbalah, I don't know how to tell you. But there's a machloket whether even there's such a problem. So Rav Adi writes, he says, look, if it's a boy's bar mitzvah and there's a reason to do it, so certainly we have what to rely on. Certainly if there's a reason to call up a katan, he says, look, to call up a katan just stamp for no reason, or during the, we're talking about a weekday. Everyone agrees on Shabbat, it's fine. The only question during the week where you only have 3, he says to call him up, okay, fine, there's reason not to. But if there's a reason to do it, there's a simcha, there's a something, it's his bar mitzvah, and you want to make a big deal about it, he says that's important. He also points out that, you know, sometimes it depends who the kid is. Sometimes the kid needs to feel like you're making a big deal for him, so then that's also an inyan, that he feels like this is an important day, now he's chayav in mitzvot, now he could read the Torah. Particularly, he says, when he comes with his tefillin for the first time, you know, we don't say tachanun. On the day of the bar mitzvah, we don't say tachanun. The reason is, on the day of the bar mitzvah, this is fascinating, why not? Why don't we say the boy shouldn't say tachanun, we should say tachanun. Look, on the chatan, you don't say tachanun, because it's yom tov shelo. Yom tov, it's like a yom tov, and so because we're celebrating with him. The bar mitzvah boy is not like yom tov. He's not chayav in mitzvot. It's not like such a celebration. I mean, we're happy for him. We want to encourage him. Being chayav in mitzvot is a great thing. It's wonderful. So he says, you know why? It's mitzvah chida. Because now he's wearing tefillin for the first time. Tefillin are called pe'er. Kechatan yechahen pe'er. He's wearing tefillin for the first time. He's like a chatan because he's wearing tefillin. Even if he's wearing tefillin before. But now he's wearing tefillin for the first time as a bar chiyuva. Now he's wearing tefillin for the first time as a bar mitzvah boy. We want him to be chasuv like a chatan. On a bar mitzvah boy, we certainly would not say tachanun because he's wearing tefillin as a chiyuv for the first time. This boy's wearing it a couple of days before, so it's not going to be a chiyuv. So he says, fine, but they let him get the aliyah Torah. We certainly, the Shulchan Aruch says it's certainly permissible. There's certainly what to rely on. And therefore, such a minhag exists, he can get his own aliyah. Now, there's a whole question. What about reading the Kohen in the Levi of Israel? Reading the Kohen in the Levi. Can he read the Kohen in the Levi? That's another story. But to read his own aliyah, to get his own aliyah, that would be fine, whether it's a Monday or Thursday, whether it's Shabbat.